Welcome back. My guest, Dr. Bill Watkins. He's Executive Director at Cal Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. We talked in the last segment about the economy. Now let's talk a little bit about real estate, national California coastal real estate. What do you say for 2012?
Well, we think that national prices will be relatively flat. We think we're sort of bouncing along the bottom, and that there can't be a vigorous recovery until homeownership rates continue to decline. And I know that sounds bad to people, and there's headlines come out every time they release the data, homeownership percentage lowest in X years. And the reason is it has to happen. It looks like, well, first you got to understand, not everybody should own their house. And then the question is, how many people should own their house? And empirically, it looks like things are stable at about 64%, but it climbed up to 69% in 2006-07, and we've been working it down, but, houses need to be turned from home ownership to rental units, and that's what's happening.
And 64% is where it was at for a very long period of time? Is that a healthy number, attainable number?
Yeah, that appears to be a healthy and stable number. There's no theoretical help here. We just know, there's some right number. What is it? We don't know, but economy seems to function pretty well at around 64 or so. When it gets up above that too much, we end up having real estate crises. And so that looks to be the right number to me. And so we're watching it slide toward that. And some markets are starting to do much better. Obviously, North Dakota, you can't build houses fast enough there, places in Texas. But in terms of general numbers, no broad-based strong recovery until it's down to 64% or so. California, it runs about 10% lower than that, 9-10%, about 55.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So that's your national look.
Yeah.
How about California, and then how about coastal towns like Santa Barbara?
In general, California, well, first, there's always two Californias. There's, the ocean to the mountains, and then whatever's east of there. And in general, though, the state is likely to perform less well than the nation because the economy is going to be doing poorer, and domestic migration is probably going to continue negative. And places like Fresno, Bakersfield, Sacramento are just seeing some real problems. And so don't expect any recovery in those home prices at all in the coming year. Coastal California, though, is, I'm always just amazed at it. And Santa Barbara is sort of the classic. I look at Santa Barbara and say, that's a worldwide market. It's not a domestic market. It's not a market that's dependent on the Santa Barbara economy. It's, you've got movie stars, wealthy people from around the world like to have a place in Santa Barbara. And it's not just Santa Barbara. If you can't afford Santa Barbara and you're coming from Dubai, you might buy a place in Ventura. Who knows? But the thing is, it's a bigger market. It's performed far better than the most markets during the whole bust, and it probably will continue to do pretty well.
Right, and we haven't pulled any punches here. We've certainly seen median prices go down, and we've seen a lot of sellers, though, who I think haven't faced the fact that prices have gone down, so they either don't sell or sit on the market and don't sell, or they don't even list.
Yeah.
And so they're waiting for some economic factors that you stated might, but for prices to bounce back,
for Santa Barbara, you need at least a good worldwide economy, wealthy people. There's always going to be some that can buy and stuff like that. But, you need a big demand increase. It's not going to come from the local economy.
You've got the people who bought at the height, and if they need to sell now, they're just behind the eight ball. And there's some out there, I see it, where they paid all cash and people have eaten their own personal losses versus the short sale and the banks eating those losses.
Yeah.
But if they don't have to sell and they're comfortable with their payments, they're going to hang out. But I don't know if anyone can say that these prices. I remember back when I started in 88 and the prices went up, 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 and then they were flat in the 90s.
Yeah.
And no one thought, God, could they ever go back up again? And they went back up and they
Triple,
and it was insane how they went. We got away from the basics.
Yeah.
So have we learned our lesson?
No.
Could this happen again?
Sure.
isn't mankind great?
It is pretty amazing. These type of cycles, certainly cycles with lenders, repeat themselves every 20 years or so. And you know, I think what happens is you get a new generation in there, and they think that they, you know, they learned everything and they know how not to make the mistakes of, you know, previous generations. But turns out, really haven't.
So at the top of the interview, you predicted modest growth of 3%. Was that for the nation or California?
That's for the nation and up to. I, you know, sort of accept that. Yeah, you know, our forecast is that it increases throughout the year, starting you know, somewhere in the mid twos or so.
And in terms of real estate, are you still focused in? Do you do forecasts for real estate as well? Or
oh yeah, we're just, you know, we're calling it flat. And actually, that was what we've been doing for a couple of years now. And last year, we were optimistic because they continued to decline.
Mm.
Even though our forecast was one of the, you know, the least optimistic around.
So say that again. So to 2011, how did your forecast fare?
We forecasted the real estate prices to be essentially flat, and they declined. So
right.
So we were a little optimistic.
And you were, and a lot of people who actually thought 2011 they were going to. Bounce back.
Yeah, we kept saying, no, too many people still own their own homes. Can't happen. And so.
And even to bounce back, I don't think anyone predicted that prices are going to just start going up, but at least not go down, at least some kind of semblance of a healthy bounce back, but nothing so far.
No, and that syndrome you were talking about before where people are holding off, we've seen that in some communities where prices haven't changed, but we've seen some big declines in sales, and that's sort of the indication that people aren't really ready to you know, face their loss.
Well, and maybe that helped, because I gave the statistic that from 2010 to 2011, we went in single-family homes from Carp to Goleta, multiple listing only, we went from 1 in 4 homes that sold were either short sale or bank-owned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we went in 2010 from 1 in 5
right.
to 1 in 4 in 2011. Right. So we had much more of that. And so maybe as a combination of the people who were trying to take advantage of, like the caller pointed out, no tax consequences for selling short, they just had, you know, they're not making payments, they need to dump these homes, to the people who didn't have to sell. So if they're not going on the market, and the people that are the ones that are short, and that helps that percentage.
Yeah.
What about retail real estate market? You know, in the paper, you were quoted again in another article about Kmart and Sears closing, and
yeah. Well, we think that there's just a change in the world. People are buying online. It's like my Christmas shopping for the grandkids. I bought most of it at Amazon.com. That, you know, pay them an extra $3 or $4, they wrap it for you, they deliver it, the daughter-in-law doesn't have to do anything but put it under the tree, open the big box, put it under the tree. And and they've also figured out how to deal with the expertise problem. I originally thought the online retailers couldn't compete with a knowledgeable salesperson in the store. But, you know, nowadays if you're acting confused, a little window pops up and somebody says, can I help you? And So I think they found a way to compete. So I think retail space on a per capita basis, we probably have too much of it. And you know, it. But the guys in the brown trucks are doing great.
Dr. Bill Watkins, always great to talk to you. What a great way to start off the new year with talking to you. Dr. Bill Watkins, he's down at Cal Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. He's the rector. And we thank you very much for your time. I understand you're going to be interviewed by a TV station in 10 minutes, so you're a media mogul. Thanks for fitting us. Thanks for fitting us in.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.